Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
It's like a summer's day, Stevie.
It is.
Unless you stand outside, then no. It's not.
Well, if you stand outside, but directly in the sunlight, you feel a wee bit of it.
Wow.
If you look out of the window, you go to get your flip-flops, then you walk outside, you go, yeah. No, it's not the time.
This is like, it's quite, it, like you say, if you stand in the sun, you feel the warmth.
Yep.
But then when you move, you get cold again.
Yep, so I'm trying to stand in the sun as much as possible.
Nice.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Okay, Thursday already. Not sure how that happened, but we're here Thursday.
I know.
Isn't it crazy? Week's flying by.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Loud. Radio Essex.
Right, we start with Metro Boomin. Radio Essex, Mimi Webb, House on Fire. Hello, Essex. Chris and Scott, Thursday on the Big Drive Home. Before that, Metro Boomin and the Rinky Dink song, and that's otherwise known as Creepin'.
Creepy. Yeah, so me and Chris every time go rinky dink.
Like when that. He says rinky dink, it's the weird because they've changed the original Mario Winans rap to modernize it, but they've used the word rinky dink, which I
weird.
Think takes away from the modernization of the new rap.
I agree.
I've been looking at rinky dink. How you use rinky dink in a sentence, their family business is a rinky dink operation.
So a shoddy.
It's a shoddy operation. I'm ashamed to be seen in this rinky dink car.
Right, okay.
So, but he actually said, I bought you a rinky dink. So he's saying, I bought you a shoddy car to drive around in.
That's not good, is it?
But she's cheating on him, so he doesn't. He's not,
oh, no,
he's
yeah.
not bothered.
He's going, do you know what? This is how I'm going to get you back. I'm going to buy you a rinky dink car.
That's what happened. This is Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, 3:10. Tom Grennan. And here on the Big Drive Home, it's Radio Essex. Research out today. If you're listening to us and you're doing loads of work, you're like head down, knuckling on with the day. There's reasons for that. There's been scientific research to suggest that listening to music and chit-chat on the radio at work makes workers put in more effort without even realising it, a study shows.
I actually would 100% agree with that. I didn't know about the study.
Yeah.
But I would say, if I want to get something done,
yeah.
So if I'm trying to be productive and I think to myself, right, okay, I want to do the hoovering or I want to do this or that or put the washer, anything it is, even writing emails and sending them out, I will need something in the background. And I used to say to my kids, how can you revise with that in the background? It's distracting, but actually it's not. They seem to get more done and I do.
It's a study, and it's true. The rhythm helps physical exertion seem less exhausting. So if you're doing, like, really mundane jobs all day, just having the music on in the background, maybe not Lewis Capaldi, but all the other ones,
yeah.
make you feel, way, whoa! But then you need a little come down every now and again.
Is that where the bench comes into?
Yeah, exactly right. that. So people in factories, sportsmen, listening to the radio while they're doing their training and stuff like that.
What was it that you told me about Ronaldo, and he plays a certain song before.
He plays Rihanna and Stay before every match. And he plays it on the coach as well.
See, I wouldn't have, like, if you said to me, right, does he play Eye of the Tiger or does he play
no, he plays
Rihanna?
Rihanna and Stay, the one with Mickey Echo. Have we got
which
it
is a great song.
It's an amazing tune, but it doesn't.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't. I don't think it'd get me going for a football match, but it obviously works for Ronaldo.
Yeah, he seems to do well with it. It sounds like this.
It's probably number one in Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah. This song. He listens to this every time before a match.
Eye of the Tiger would work better for me.
Yeah, it's not really an uplifting,
no,
motivating song.
When
is
you
it?
Told me
but
that.
Maybe he needs that, nah, but maybe that's what it
he
is.
Needs a
maybe
bit of a calm
he needs
before
to
the
calm
storm.
Down, yeah, get his heart rate down, get everything back to basics so that he can pounce.
Yeah, no.
Into the Saudi Arabian League.
Yeah, and go, and I've scored 6 today. Anyone impressed? Not really.
Not really. No. yeah, but that's research out today. Tom's put on there, we should get get your boss to put us on at work. So give us your boss's number. If you're not allowed to listen to us at work, give us your boss's number and we'll ask them for you is Tom's brilliant idea.
Well, I like that idea because we could say...
Yeah.
Well, you know, pick a name out of...
Can you just spot the flaw in it first?
They're not listening.
If you're not listening to us...
No,
get your boss to...
No, okay. I'm going to back Tom up.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to back Tom up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
Thanks, Scott.
Listen, write it down, the date, because it'll never happen again. There is a flaw in it, but it might be that they listen at home, and they would love to listen in the office, so they're hearing this link because they're 3 day a week Kim.
Yeah.
Right? And they can then say...
Four day a week Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm at work today. That's
You wouldn't be tomorrow, and that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So, they can go in tomorrow and go, do you know what? I would get more work done... If I listen to these two guys and then it's us doing the chip shop game and he goes, I don't think so.
All right, 16 minutes after 3, it's the big drive home. You can make tea now, got some ads and travel. Make a cup of tea and we'll be back with Freya Ridings in a second. It's Radio Essex. It's like our lockdown song, wasn't it? Do you remember playing this in lockdown?
No, do you know what? This has just gave me like massive memories of lockdown when we changed this to hands, face.
That's right.
Face.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Fun times.
Hands, face, space. Yeah, I mean that
was like a distant memory now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean when you actually think about it, the stuff we've done on the radio, that's funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good content.
Yeah, it was. I liked it.
3:27, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Cloudy tonight. It's going to remain dry down to 2 degrees. Tomorrow, dry. Some cloud, but some sunshine as well tomorrow at highs of 9 degrees.
Nine degrees.
Wow.
Get your suntan lotion
out. All of them. What's on the text? Hello to Gary B. Hi to Julie. Donna and Rayleigh, hello to you. Hi to Joe. Joe says, can you wish... No. Can you wish Henriette Hayden a happy first ever birthday? It's like first birthday. I think we need to nip this in the bud now.
This is...
While she's still young.
This is probably the hardest one we've had to do, or not do.
Not do, because we don't do birthdays.
Joe, we're going to apologise for this now, really. I don't know if you're new to the show or whether you're being a little bit cheeky. We don't do... birthday shout out.
Not allowed.
Nobody cares.
No.
And I know that sounds harsh because it's your daughter's first birthday and that, but thing is...
It sounds cruel.
It does sound cruel. It sounds like we're being offensive and we don't mean to be. But what you've got to look at is everyone else listening, they don't care about it.
And we've been told that by our bosses and they know all about radio. So they've told us, don't do birthdays because... No one really cares about the birthday, apart from the person that having a birthday. It's an argument, actually, that Henriette doesn't even know it's her birthday because she's only one. So
no.
There's an argument literally
nobody... it's quite literally that nobody cares. I mean...
That was horrible.
Yeah. At this point, you know, I would love nothing more than to go, you know... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Henriette. Happy birthday to you. But I can't because...
Oh, no, that's a different bed. Sorry, that's it.
No one cares. No one...
We discovered no one cares.
I mean, this is how much I don't care. This is because I can be, you know, people say I always talk about five, right? Talk about five. I've just had a message come through that it's the 25th year of when the lights go out. That's almost like a happy birthday.
It is.
And I don't care, and I'm in the band.
Yeah.
I don't care. When the lights go out, it can go out. Don't care, because no one cares about birthdays on this show.
No one. So, unfortunately, Joe and Henriette, we cannot do the happy birthday mention. We can't spend 3 minutes and 12 seconds just talking about a birthday.
No, we can't.
We're not going to do that.
Is it bad to say, like, I have a bad day? Is that bad?
No, you can't say that. Just ignore the text, and then no one will know the text had ever come in anyway, and then no one will know that we didn't wish
happy birthday,
Henriette a happy birthday. Yeah.
Just say, it's a normal day.
Just a normal day. Thank you very much. I think we got away with that.
100%.
Coil Array. A lot of people on the text also not wishing Henriette a happy birthday, which is nice to see.
Yeah, really nice. Thanks very much, guys.
All in there as well, including Chris on the Twitter. Thank you very much for that. Right, 3:36. It is the big drive home. I noticed that Joe, I think it's Henriette's dad, is first-time texter as well. So I don't know if first-time listener maybe hasn't heard the show before, so that might be coming quite as a shock that we don't do birthdays as a first-time listener. Yeah, that might be quite... Bit of a shock, but thank you, Joe, for your text. Hasn't text back, no, but thank you very much for your text. Oh, if you are a new listener, you'll like this. Wild Thoughts is basically when we do planning for the show. I know there's planning that goes into this. We do planning for the show, and I will send. I sent you a text last night about an idea which we're going to do a bit later on.
I just
send it through on a text. I go, "Hey, mate, it's Chris." Blah blah blah. You send voice notes, don't you?
But I didn't know that. I didn't know that Tom was going to make this into a feature. Put a bed underneath it, Wild Thoughts, and then play them out. Some of these voice notes that I send, I might have sent a year ago.
They're all coming out into the surface now.
He's digging them. He's digging them out, and I don't get to hear them. I get to hear them at the same time as Essex.
I'm going to play. I'll play the example that we will use, which we just called Toffee Apple. This was sent, I think it was 2:27 a.m. on a weekend morning. This arrived on Tom's phone.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
It's the gap.
So Tom gets that. He obviously thinks, what am I doing? What do you want me to do with this? So then he plays it to you on like Tuesday the following week, and you're like, oh no, I can't really remember what that's all about. And then you do, and you say it's about memories of your earliest memory on a photograph. So we've got a couple of new ones which we're going through now. This one is called How's That?
It's Winnie the Pooh Day, apparently. How's that for what's happening?
I mean, sorry, What's Happening was a feature we'd done about a year ago.
Yeah. What's Happening?
It's Winnie the Pooh Day.
I can guess it was Winnie the Pooh Day.
Yeah.
And maybe we wanted to talk about it on What's Happening. I don't know. I don't know where we would have gone with it.
Yeah, but would have been our strongest link that day, I reckon.
Today is World Book Day.
World Book Day. People going to work dressed as different characters. Yes,
but I didn't think of that today, so what I would have sent a voice note.
What about this one?
Story for the radio. Welcome to Luton. Actually Gatwick.
What was that?
Actually Gatwick.
Story for the radio. Welcome to Luton. But actually Gatwick.
Right, okay. Welcome to Luton, but actually Gatwick.
Right, okay, so this was a guy that I watched it on TikTok, and as always with this voice notes, probably after a few rums, and I was watching it, and it was brilliant. He'd done a gag, right? So what he'd done was he spent loads of money, like thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
He got access to land near Luton, like on the fly path to Luton. So when you're landing from another country or whatever. And he put, no, sorry, Gatwick. And he put welcome to Luton when they were flying into Gatwick Airport, right? So it was brilliant. I mean, when I say like big letters, right? Yeah. So they're sitting there on like the left or the right hand side, wherever way they were coming in.
Yeah.
And it's a massive sign that says, welcome to Luton.
That is genius.
And they start going, and everyone panics on the plane, and it filters, and they go, oh my God, like they've changed flight paths. Like my car's here, what am I going to do?
That is genius.
I just thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. And now perfectly explained.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
But you can imagine how he gets that, and he's like, what's this?
Actually Gatwick.
I've got another good one coming up as well. Right, 20 to 4, big drive home for Thursday.
This is
Radio Essex, Lizzo, Scissor, and Special. It's Chris and Scott's. We're here weekday afternoons between 3 and 6. Monday to Thursday is the last one for Scott this week.
It is.
And I've got the big sort of Friday tunes tomorrow, just banging them out back to back. Because no one ever complains when you're just playing loads of music.
I've learned. They love it.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. But what we get when you're here is obviously some wild thoughts from your head. Got one more to entertain us with. And it's all I've got here, it just says things you. So let's have a listen to this.
If you haven't got anything for today, I've got a texter.
I'll just recap. These are voice notes that Scott sends to the producer, Tom, to give him ideas of what we can do on the show.
If you haven't got anything for today, I've got a texter. Things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore.
That's not bad, that one.
It's not a bad idea,
It's not bad.
It's actually quite a good texter. Things that you...
Things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so like they say, you never, you know, you forget how to ride a bike. So that one's like, you don't forget to do that.
Yeah.
But if you don't do a task or something for a long while, then you could quite literally forget how to do it. And
Learn. So, that's good, I like that.
Yeah, well,
that's a good bit of Tom. I like that. It's a good bit of prep.
It's not always Toffee Apple content. Sometimes it's actually like I could be in the prep room and someone would say, why aren't I?
Yeah.
But I turn up at 5 to 3 because I've already done my
job. You've done your prep
in the night.
The weekends at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You've done the prep. We tend to do it like 2 o'clock or something, an hour before the show in the room that we all sit in. I quite like that. I'm trying to think of an example for me, something that I used to be able to do but I can't do anymore.
No, that's a bit personal, Chris. Don't say that on the radio. Tom, why have you got your hand up?
I used to be able to do long distance running.
Oh, wow.
I can't do that anymore.
So your fitness has dropped?
Yes, a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, no, see, I used to be able to do...
I used to be able to touch my toes.
I definitely can't do it. I mean, I quite literally used to be able to, like, I was that fit when I was younger that I'd be able to touch my toes that much so that I could almost put my head, like, down, like, near my knees.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can't even get my head near my shoulders. Like, it just doesn't work.
Have you got any of those for us? The app is open as well. It's Radio Essex. I'll be waiting for more wild thoughts. That you've left your WhatsApp straight to Tom. This reminds me of Matt Hancock, because he's left his WhatsApp to somebody like Tom, and Tom, the version of Tom, just sold it to the Telegraph. I don't know whether
Tom.
I don't know whether that's worth a Scott from Five's WhatsApp. I think the Telegraph might be interested in that. They love a bit of that. Yeah.
How much do you reckon I'd get?
I don't know. I don't know how much they pay for that type of stuff, but...
I'll have to ask.
Yeah. Fiver? I don't know if this is as juicy as the Matt Hancock WhatsApps, but I mean, it is up there. I mean, remember what he used to say about memories?
When you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it. You're not remembering the original memory from a long time ago.
That's true.
It is up there with the Matt Hancock.
Yeah,
stuff.
I think so.
That makes as much sense, I think.
It does.
As a lot of the Matt Hancock stuff. And Toffee Apple's still got to be my favourite.
Picture me in the Toffee Apple. 5 years old.
Brilliant.
That is part of the other thing you just played.
It is, yeah, the memories, because that was an original memory. But we were talking about things you used to be able to do, you can't do. I miss being able to travel. I went travelling for my gap year just before going to uni. So Sarah in Burnham, who's probably now settled down, can't just wander off and do travelling anymore. Terry and Basil, and hey, Chris and Scott, I miss all the free time you'd get in school with some holidays and such. Do you know I say that to the kids? Because, like, 6 weeks...
It's so
like
much time.
A month and a half of not having to do anything.
But when you're at school, I remember when I was at school, I was always complaining that I was always at school and there was no downtime. And there was so much, but... Like, so my wife's a teacher now, so she realises that... She goes... I've got 6 weeks off in a little while. It's crazy how much time you have off.
You should
appreciate that time.
Thank you very much. I didn't get as many. I thought it was going to be a busy one. I thought that would fly.
It's one of those things that like even I'm pondering now and thinking because sometimes it's muscle memory. Like if you've learned how to play the guitar, you could probably pick it up and do it again.
And it's like what you said about not being able to do long distance running anymore, producer Tom. You could. You just have to build your cardio up again, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then you'd be all right. You'd be able to do it.
Yeah, and then I'd be able to do it again. And then
we should do a weigh-in Thursday with Tom. They do this on radio stations. I've heard this on breakfast shows, really big, important breakfast shows, where they just, like, weigh a member of the breakfast show team every month to see if they're losing weight or not.
This sounds...
We're going to do this every Thursday
Why
with
not?
Tom.
Yeah, it's weigh him.
We're going to weigh Tom every Thursday.
Yes.
I mean,
publicly as well.
Wow. I think this is a good idea. Tom, what do you think of this idea?
It sounds like it would be really fun for me.
It would be. Isn't there...
We could literally, like, shame him as well on Thursday. So we go,
he used to be scales.
What were you doing this Thursday? You've put on 2 pounds on
me. He used to be scales in here. I think we used to do it, not us. It was called Weigh In Wednesday or something, and it was just... It felt a little bit like fat shaming, if I'm honest. It felt like a bit of public fat shaming on the radio.
I don't want to play.
Do you want to play fat shaming?
No, thank you.
Do you want to play it? No, we won't play it. We'll leave that then. You're right, Stevie's just wandered into his studio.
Oh, that's... Stevie used to be able to do the news.
You looked very confused. You just walked into your studio, put your headphones on, and what did you hear? Just us talking about fat shaming.
Do you want to play fat shaming?
No, we don't. We're not saying
that. No, it wasn't. It was a conversation about the fact that on radio stations I've worked at before, they used to do a thing where they'd, like, one of them would say, oh, I want to lose a bit of weight, like on a double-headed show, and then they would weigh the other one, but it just sounded a little bit like fat shaming every week. It was like, oh, you put on 2 pounds. What have you been up to? What have you been eating? And it just felt a bit weird.
I don't want to play that game. Because if you'd done it on a Monday, I would.
And you're still sweating rum and coke.
Yeah. literally, you'd be able to, like, you might as well just put the bottles of rum on the scales. It wouldn't work for me.
No, it wouldn't work for me either, because I let myself go a little bit the weekend.
Did you?
Little pie at Watford.
No. Football.
Yeah, I will do, yeah. And then you'll be, like, judging me, going, oh, Chris.
There's another pie.
Chris, put on another pound. Yeah, let's not do that then. Right, Tuesday, big drive home, and Chris and Scott here till 6, and we'll continue with Lewis Capaldi.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Mr. Big Story, Stevie.
What was it?
The time travel one.
What's this?
Time travel may no longer be a thing of the future because a person reckons he's cracked it.
And you didn't think of doing that at 4 o'clock?
Ronald Mallet, right?
Hi, Ronald.
Ronald Mallet reckons he might have sussed out. But I love the word sussed out. Like, you could suss out why the telly isn't working. Yeah. Suss out why the kettle's on the blink. You don't suss out time travel, do you?
You could do.
You've got to suss out time travel.
Has Ronald built something in his shed?
Ronald Mallet reckons he might have sussed what could be the biggest discovery of all time. 67 years old, and he's been working on this since he was 10.
So he's been working on it for 57 years?
Yes, 57 years in his garage. Ask me what his wife said.
What did his wife say?
I'm glad he's not
under
my feet.
Got a wife. There's no wife there. She didn't say anything. He aims to build a time machine that can twist the fabric of the space-time continuum with a ring of rotating... It's done with a ring of rotating lasers, which he made into a loop. And then he's planning to walk through that and go back in time.
He's basically walked back to the future and got carried away.
He's basically missing a flux capacitor and an out-of-date yogurt can. Yeah.
So he's trying to time travel by wasting 57 years.
Well, we've wasted about 1 minute 27 on this story, so it's worked in a way.
Yeah, it's worked.
But I think that should be in the... I think it's a headline.
I mean,
he sounds like he knows. Ronald Mallet, I mean, I'd be like, I'd stick with Ronald.
Is there a picture of this? Or is it... I mean, is there a sketch?
I'm sure Tom will dig out a picture for you, Steve.
Oh, please.
I'm just disappointed that you didn't do it at the top of the hour. It's just...
Is there a picture of Ronald Mallet?
There's...
Is there? Does he look like what we expect he's going to look like?
No.
Does he not?
Really?
Hang on, one sec.
What does he look like?
One sec.
I can't see.
Look.
He's young.
Oh, yeah, he is young.
He looks all right.
He's wearing a suit. He's a professional person.
I believe him. He's wearing a suit. Okay, He's wearing a suit. I'm absolutely buying one.
I'm sold.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, 4:06, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott with Lewis Capaldi getting us underway this hour. Here's Forget Me.
Radio Essex.
Little Mix with Galantis, David Guetta and Heartbreak Anthem. It's the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thursday, hope you're doing okay. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine. It is lovely out there. We had a few of Scott's wild thoughts on the radio.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
This is basically the voice notes he sends Tom in the middle of the night with ideas of things we can do on the show. But actually, this was a good one. This is not a bad one.
If you haven't got anything for today, I've got a texter. Things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore.
Louise says, I used to be able to go to college full-time, work every evening, and then go out weekend clubbing and survive 2 hours sleep. Can't do it anymore.
No, that, a lot of people can't do that.
Hannah says, I miss going out without having to get babysitters. Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know, when it was impromptu, you go, do you want to go out tonight? You go, yeah, now you've got to go, oh, I don't know.
It takes forever, yeah. Doesn't it? Steve misses answer machine messages. You still get them, don't you?
On your mobile, you do.
Yeah.
Just not on your house phone.
I hate those people.
No one's got a house phone.
Stupid answer phone messages that go, hello? Already joking. It's not something you like. I always delete those.
Yeah. They're silly people.
Terry says, hey, Chris and Scott, I miss all the free time you'd get in school. Oh, yeah, we did that one with the summer holidays and
I've
all that
got
kind
one
of stuff.
Here.
Go on.
Dan says, I miss being able to get out of bed without having to crack my own back. and let me tell you, you're not on your own because, like, I get up in the morning, and I'm not that old. I get up in the mornings and I literally have to, like, crack my back, crack my neck, crack my fingers, walk down the stairs, get a coffee before I want to talk to anyone.
You're like a little self-contained chiropractor.
I am.
I notice now, and I'm older than you, and I've only just noticed this, but when you're doing any type of squats, whether you're doing it at the gym or when you're bending down to get something, the noise that comes out of your knees.
Yeah, no, but what about the actual noise that you make? When I get out of a chair now, honestly,
can we
go,
hear it? Can we hear
here
it?
We go. I go.
Anyway, let's turn that down.
Why? Why is that? What happened? I never used to make a noise when I stood up. Like, now my knees creak and I make an actual noise with my... I'll do it one more time. Here you go. What's going on?
It's crazy. Thanks for all those. 4:15, big drive home for Thursday. It's Radio Essex NF System and Hungry. Right, 17 minutes after 4, it's the big drive home. I'd changed something the other day. My car insurance come through. And this is more to do with the fact that energy prices have gone up again.
Yeah.
And everyone's watching what they're spending. And then you look at your broadband bill and you're like, why is that much? And they can add bits to it and all that type of stuff. So my car insurance come through the other week. And it was, I mean, it was an extra like £300 or something.
And then you're like, hang on, more.
Well, somewhere along the line, they'd emailed me and I'd never seen it. And it sort of said, oh, by the way, £300. Well, is that all right? Just don't do anything if that's okay. And I didn't do anything. So it went to my Gmail account and who checks that? So I mean, the direct debit changed. I thought, that's high. So I rang them up and I went, yeah, that's too much money. I've just been quoted. I went to any other insurance company. It was like the normal price, £300 cheaper. And she went, yeah, that's all right. We don't want to lose you as a customer. We'll just knock that £350 off. And I'm like, sorry, why did you put it on there in the first place? No, well, to keep you as a customer, we're just going to put that back to, so you can have it for the same price you've had. I said to her, I feel you tried to steal money off me then, so I'm not going to stay with you. I'm going to go somewhere else. But I keep hearing about people that ring up Sky, Virgin, BT Broadband, all the big names.
Yeah.
Tell them they're going to leave, and they got offered, like, crazy deals.
No, but this, see, you've hit something, a nerve with me there, because I'm not going to go into detail of the exact company, because it's not fair, because I think across the board, most companies do this, right? So I think they should treat their customers better than they treat the people that are not customers yet.
Yeah.
So what happens is, so you phone up as a new customer to whoever, and you get a really, really good deal.
Yeah.
What happened? You don't get the loyalty deal that you should. You should get a better deal than a new customer.
Well, I said to the insurance person, I said, I've been with you for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd be giving me the deals, but you're adding the money on to me. And then when I complain about it, you just literally take it away as though you didn't need to put it on there in the first place. I felt a little bit conned.
Yeah, no, I do, because so I've now gotten like reminders on my phone to phone that person, because otherwise, and I was told this by a very good worker, probably sacked now, that they said, you just need to make sure that in wherever it is, a year or 18 months time, when your contract's just about to end, you need to phone up and get this deal again.
Yeah, so
I said, but why? Why should I have to do that? Why don't you just phone? Why don't you phone me and go, we need to do you a deal because you're a loyal customer?
Yeah, that's the way it should work. So what I wanted to get out of this is the best deal you've ever got, because I've done some loads of research on this, because I'm now ringing up everybody.
And yeah, it's a good idea.
And you need to get, the biggest tip I was told was you've got to get through to the retention department. You've got to get through to the department that are there for you not to leave. So if you say to somebody, I'm thinking of leaving, they go, oh, we'll put you through to retention. And then they go, oh, why are you leaving? And then you tell, they're the people you get, they're the deal makers.
Yeah, no,
that's where you get the deals.
That's 100%.
So I need to know what the best deal is that you've ever got from doing that. Not what's the best deal you've ever got from being a new customer, but what's the best deal? I rang on my broadband the other day, didn't I? Because that had gone up and they offered me a better broadband for half the price and a phone contract chucked in. Yeah. I'm like, why haven't you told me that before?
Yeah, they won't. You need to, and the getting through to the cancellations, even if you're not genuinely thinking of leaving, the best thing to do is that.
Get through to retention.
What deals did you get?
Best deal you've ever got from having a little complaint. We'd love to know. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. We'll go through some of those and continue with the hits as well. Travel on the way and Joel Corry, Tom Grennan coming up. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone, Better Now, 4:31. Big drive home for Thursday. Thank you for all your deals you've been getting. As all the energy bills go up and everything seems to be costing more money, is there a better way of getting deals? And there seems to be. Alan in Holbridge says, my car insurance went up by £240. So I phoned up and said I was going to leave, much like you did, Chris. And instantly they took it off the insurance. They do. They add it on. It's like going to the shop and saying, Mars bar, please, mate. And they go, yeah, it's £9.20. And you go, sorry, what? Yeah, no, all right, 80p. It's the equivalent of that.
It is like that. It's ridiculous. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Karen in Brendan said, I saved myself £30 a month on my broadband and managed to get discounted TV just by calling up. It was great. Vicky says, I know this isn't exactly what you asked for, but I called my insurance company once to add my brother. He's 6 years older than me, to add him onto my policy for a weekend. We were going to visit my sister up north and was going to share the driving. They said it would cost nothing to add him, but they have an admin fee of £25, which was reduced to about £18 or something. So adding him had actually reduced my premiums. I had a bit of a go because £25 is ridiculous. The guy said, oh, let me check something. He said to me, yeah, it'd be £18 to add him for the weekend because of the admin fee. But if you add him until the end of the policy, you'll get a 75% refund because having him on the policy actually brought my premiums down. So even with the admin fee, I was getting money back. So I added him for the rest of the year and got some money back. The procedures are ridiculous.
Well, no, it is. So basically, because he's a bit older, he's
brought her insurance down.
David
in Malden says, got £360 a year saving from getting on the phone to me, TV provider. It was great.
But I would urge you
to save £360 a year.
But that's what I mean, because you can phone, like, as you said at the beginning of this, Chris.
Retentions.
But there are, like, loads of things going on at the moment where, you know, everything's gone up and everyone's, like, worried about cost of living.
Yeah.
You can, if you just dedicate even an afternoon to sitting on the phone and phoning all of the things that you do, whether it's your Netflix, whether it's this, whatever it is, you can get deals.
That's why they do it, isn't it? Because what you've just said, you're basically taking a day off work to do life admin.
Yeah.
And they know that people don't do that.
No, of course.
If I hadn't have rung up Virgin Broadband, if I hadn't checked my bank, I wouldn't have known that I was paying them an extra £20 or whatever, and my insurance. So it's only because I saw it on my bank and I was going through my direct debit, so I was like, well, that seems expensive. But you don't, it's not a daily thing we do.
No, of course not.
The weekends, I don't want to sit there doing that.
But I always start that conversation by saying, yeah, and they go, you've been paying that for ages. I go, yeah, I know, because I don't, I'm not checking it all the time because I've actually got a life to do.
Martin said, hi, Chris and Scott. Managed to get a saving of £22 a month off my TV broadband and got a phone bundle chucked in there as well. Happy days.
Excellent.
It's well worth doing it. What's the best deal you've ever got from haggling with the retentions department? There's loads out there. Weekend and Ariana Grande. This is Die For You. It's the big drive home for Thursday. It's 4:34, Radio Essex.
So, you know this this song?
Yeah.
The Weeknd. He saved himself loads of money.
It's how?
Really, really clever the way what he done. So, you know, like, you get, like, studio costs and stuff when you do a song, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that's going to cost you a bit, and you've got, like, the group of writers that come in. That's going to be a couple of grand. And then you've got to hire the studios, more money. It's like, you know, to put a new song out,
yeah,
it could cost you thousands and thousands of pounds.
So how's he save money?
Just release one from 2016.
Yeah.
And then what that does is that saves you...
This is an original song from 2016.
Loads of money.
It's just been remade.
Yeah.
Has it been remade? Is it that much different? No, it's the same.
No, Ariana Grande added a verse and then
That was it.
He's not even got back into the studio. So what he's done less work. He's done nothing. Yeah. Ariana Grande's got into the studio, recorded a verse. He's put it back out and sat back and gone, yep.
Brilliant. But he sat back and also realised in Spotify world, he's the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners. That's what he realised.
That, yeah. Whilst he was releasing songs.
As of February 27th, the megastar set a new streaming record coming days after Ariana Grande made her music return on that song, Die For You, the remix.
It's amazing.
Remixed. 20 to 5, Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. Latest on the roads in Essex coming up. It's Lizzo and To Be Loved. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. Hello, thank you for having us on Thursday. Natalie and Whittam, thank you very much for your email, your text, sorry. Evening, Chris and Scott. This is Josh today for World Book Day, dressed as an Oompa Loompa, who we think really looks like Donald Trump. That is an uncanny likeness, an unfortunate likeness.
No, it really
it's not
is.
Your kid. It's obviously the Oompa Loompa that your kid's doing. It's one of those costumes where you're sitting on the shoulders of somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really cool. But yes, the Oompa Loompa does look a lot like Donald Trump.
But thank you very much for those. There's been loads of people. I saw this morning on the school run, there's just like all the book day stuff. I didn't think, I know it's been, you know, a few people do it, but like everyone seems to have done it today.
Yeah, so... Like, so Kerry works at school, my wife Kerry works at school, and she actually works at the school that the twins go to.
Yeah.
So I got home last night from the radio, and I walked through the door. There wasn't any dinner. The reason why, normally there's either something on the side that I can put in the air fryer, or she's made dinner, and there was no dinner. Well, there was lots of paint and mess about, and, Kerry sort of going, it's World Book Day tomorrow, I've got to make something, right? So she always panics that the outfit's not going to be right, or that it's not going to look good. Honestly, she's so clever. The stuff that, like, she was going, oh, this ain't going to be right, it's going to be bad. When I woke up this morning, the kids were, like, all ready for World Book Day. So I've got twin girls. Bobby was Bob from the Minions.
Yeah.
She was literally a full minion and Kerry, she hadn't bought the glasses. She'd bought the clothes and then adapted them. And then she'd made the glasses. You know, he wears like big
yeah,
glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bobby had Bob and she was holding Bob. So, and it looked exactly the same. And then because Kerry works at the school, she had to dress up as well. And at one point I come downstairs and Katie was a Dalmatian. And she looked really good, and Kerry made that outfit as well, and it looked great. And then 5 minutes later, I turned around, and Kerry was the Dalmatian as well, right? So then I'm taking a picture of them. So Kerry was in a full... Kerry was a Dalmatian this morning. So was Katie. And then Bobby, just the odd one out, was Bob. It was from the Minions. But, like, it's so creative. It's so good. And... it must be crazy to turning up and, like, seeing all your mates dressed
it's
up.
It's getting their imaginations firing as well, isn't it?
It was brilliant.
Getting into characters, whether you're dressing up as Harry Potter. I saw somebody on Facebook, their kid looked normal, and they put, he's going as Messi, because every day he goes to school Messi. Today he's going to school as Lionel Messi. Because yeah. There's a book.
Brilliant.
Right, Thursday on the Big Drive Home. Sabrina Carpenter, new music. This is called Nonsense, and it plays on Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Lil Nas X and Montero. It's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Thursday in the sunshine. It's beautiful out there. Latest on the roads coming up, headlines on the way, and we'll do the A to Z of music, the ultimate one for the letter C. Who is going to be representing the letter C in the whole of the music genres? You'll find out after five.
Three, two, one, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! Right, just gone 5 o'clock on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott with Mimi Webb and Red Flags.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Doja Cat and SZA with Kiss Me More, Mimi Webb, Red Flags. Before that, it's 8 minutes past five. Big Drive Home. Thursday afternoon, your last one of the week.
Yes.
Last Big Drive Home of the week. which means we'll do the A to Z of music and wrap that up for the letter C very soon. Some news in today, the Loch Ness Monster has been found alive and well.
What?
Because it hadn't been seen. It was unseen in Scotland since, I think it was October, was spotted by some walkers back in last year, a couple of years ago, and then it hadn't been seen since. And I was like, oh, where's the Loch Ness Monster? Some people going, it's not real.
Yeah, it's not there. So yeah, I'm one of those people.
You're looking for something that isn't actually there. But then, no, it's back. It's been seen in Somerset.
By the same people that see the spaceships, isn't it?
No. Some walkers were out in...
In Somerset?
In Somerset, which is the opposite of Scotland. The other is
I thought I was being silly then, because I thought that the Loch Ness Monster was a Scottish thing. I thought it was like Stevie Shillingmore.
He was looking around in Scotland going, bored, going to go for a swim, and then went down to Bristol.
Is there a route to from
the
there
sea,
to...
Just the sea.
Just the sea.
He just carried...
Full route, you said? Like, there's no...
But no, he's not in the seas, he's in a lock.
No, he's in a lock.
Which I think is locked, but hence the name Lock.
Yeah.
I think he got... a mate of his and a boat. You know when you can put your boat on the back of a car?
Yeah.
He's got a mate.
Yeah.
And he borrowed a car and then took him from the lock into the sea. And he went, oh, cheers, Gov. And then he went swimming into Bristol.
Is he not Scottish?
I can't do Scottish accent. It would be offensive. he then went down to Bristol for a change of scenery.
And he's been seen there.
Been
sunbathing.
He was sunbathing.
With sunglasses.
Yeah, because he's come from Scotland.
Yeah, he's now like,
he's in Bristol.
He's boiling.
He's got a sun tan. He had cream on. He had factor 50 on. Stevie's
just marched over.
Yeah, he had sun cream on. So he swam, it says, involved a swim of around 1,000 miles. He's several feet long as well. And he was seen bobbing about in the water. Just bobbing about. All right. In Bristol. This is nice.
So maybe he's shy when he's in Scotland. When he's in Bristol, he's like, oh, no one knows me.
He's been seen. There's a picture of it. It doesn't look like a big branch. It looks like a Loch Ness Monster. I don't even know why I said that. It looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
Sorry, can you show me? Can I have a look?
It's just there. Look, this little branch. With that bit sticking up.
Sorry, that's the Loch Ness. That's the claim.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That literally
looks like some driftwood, doesn't it?
It looks.
But
like,
it's not.
It doesn't even look like
a big... No, that's a monster.
It doesn't even look like a big... It looks like a twig.
Yeah, he swam 1,000 miles. He's lost a lot of calories.
He's lost a lot of weight.
The calorie deficit from that swim alone, he's shed pounds on the way down.
He's
looking trim.
Yeah, he's really...
Looking trim.
He's looking very like a log.
Still several feet long. The creature was snapped by many puzzled observers trying to work out what
it is. Snapped, like a tree?
Yeah, they knew what it was. It's an estuary as well, so he must have had another mate in Bristol that could get him into that bit of the sea as well.
Well, no, because I've been, like, you can open the locks, can't you? So he must be, like, doing what, like...
He's probably got a Rosie and Jim boat.
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably what he's got, a Rosie and Jim boat.
Tugging along on the old rag doll.
Well, it's a long boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect for a long monster.
What he does is he's got the Rosie and Jim boat because he knows Rosie and Jim.
Yeah, of course he does.
And the only way, because he doesn't want to give the game away.
Yeah.
So that's how he opens the locks. He goes, go on, Rosie, go on, Jim. And then they go up and go, can you open the lock? Like that.
Yeah.
Open the lock and then he just sneaks out the back and then gets in the lock and then they open the other one. He's like... Escaped from Scotland.
And just normally, from Loch Ness down to Bristol, he just had a little swim. He's got no fins. I think he just goes with the flow.
Oh, no, because he's just a log of wood, isn't he?
But check out the pictures. It looks very, very, very realistic. And scary.
Wow.
Radio Essex, Venby, Goddard, Messy in Heaven. The podcast will be out again, 7 o'clock tonight. Well, I don't know what's happened with the podcast. We had, like, mass downloads this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. Did you notice that, Producer Tom?
Yeah, it was very strange.
I was looking at the analytics like I do. I love a bit of data.
You do like a bit of data.
I love a bit of data. And there was, like, about 70 people downloaded it dead on 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. For no reason.
There's no one on the radio at 4 o'clock in the morning, is it? It's back-to-back hit, all the hits, through the lights.
Maybe they're listening to the radio and then stopping it and then listening to the links and then listening to music just because they miss us so much.
I thought maybe it was because when we used to do 4 till 7, people might think, oh, download it, and then I'll pretend pretend it's the daytime, like night workers going, I'm going to pretend it's the daytime, listen to Chris and Scott in real time, but the other side of the clock.
I think people that are listening to it at 4 a.m. in the morning are probably people that have seen the Loch Ness Monster. That's what I would.
But how is it? Why is so many people? Have we worked out if it's in this country? It might have been because it's gone on the iTunes store. You know, they promote shows every now and again. I reckon it's been promoted in some random country. Like we were number 20 in Poland, weren't we? A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we were big in Poland.
Massive in Poland.
Isn't it weird though? Like to think that. Out of context, someone in Poland
is listening to
this. has stumbled across this, and they're listening to it, and we're talking about, what shop's next to your chip shop, brother? and they're going, what is this? It's like, because out of context, this would be mental, this show.
In context, it's fairly weird. Yeah. I mean, the link about the Loch Ness Monster swimming on its back to Bristol with sun cream is a bit random.
It's a bit random,
I don't understand why that suddenly happens. Why we get? I mean, was it just yesterday's podcast that got downloaded?
Yeah,
did we do
much.
Chip Shop yesterday?
No, yeah, we did do Chip Shop.
Was that yesterday or day before?
Yeah,
we did it yesterday.
Yesterday.
See, I think the Chip Shop thing's really. If you haven't heard the Chip Shop thing, obviously download the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be Wednesday's podcast.
Yeah. Did you just... Was that working out what yesterday was? Wow.
Yeah.
It felt like you were doing proper high-level math.
That was like...
Yesterday. Wednesday.
That was the cogs working in my head. Wow. They're a bit slow.
Wednesday, as in yesterday, you can download the podcast. And if you missed any of today's show, you're sitting there going, what's the Chip Shop thing? We did it yesterday, Wednesday. Download the podcast and you can hear how that works. And every time we do a show, it gets edited and then...
Well, not even edited. They just take out the ads.
The music.
And the music, and it will just leave the bents.
So this bit's in there.
And this bit.
Yeah. So you're listening now going, but this is the podcast. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's real on the radio as well.
Hello.
It's basically us doing two jobs, but just using the same thing over and over again, and then not having to do any more work.
Do we get paid twice?
No, because they've sussed it out. He gets paid more, we don't.
Oh, it's a joke. I'm not, hang on. You know what?
This is a boring podcast.
There you go. Not saying anything.
I'd get the 8 set of men.
Hang on.
There you go. Another fine. 18 minutes past 5. It's the Big Drive Home. You can download the Big Drive Home podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Tom Grennan reminds me. It's 5:30. It's the Big Drive Home. It's time for this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Being a Thursday, it's basically the best of the week so far to get the ultimate artist beginning with the letter C. So on Monday, we did solo artists. Tuesday, we did DJs and rap stars. And on Wednesday, yesterday, we did best group beginning with C. So you're voting today for the ultimate person group beginning with C.
To go into the A to Z of music.
Which will be a definitive collection of music from A to Z. These are the three people and songs you are choosing. It's not the songs, it's the group or the person, isn't it?
Yeah.
The songs are relevant.
Yeah, so if you like the song and you're just voting for the song because you want to hear it, that's not what we're about on this bit. We are literally about the artist.
Yeah, we want to know who you think is better out of these three artists. So Monday's winner was... Craig David.
He took a project on Tuesday. Well, he did. Good song. He done nothing on Sunday.
He chilled.
He did.
Yeah. So Craig David was the winning choice on...
Hey! And what was on... Oh, no, it doesn't work.
And on... It was... Coolio. With DJs and rap stars, Coolio was Tuesday's winner on the 8th of November. I'm not going to do
Wednesday.
It, Craig David. I'm not going to do it. And then yesterday we had Coldplay and Clocks. So you need to tell us which of those artists you think deserves to go into the ultimate A to Z of music. Is it Craig David? If so, put Craig. If it's Coolio, put Coolio. If it's Coldplay, put Coldplay. Quite simple.
It's really,
very, very simple.
You explained it well.
81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message and who you think the artist should be that goes down in the definitive A to Z of music. It's basically Essex's definitive A to Z of music.
It is.
From the Essex people. If you want to get your votes in, you can do it now. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well, and the winning tune out of those three will play as well just before 6 o'clock tonight.
Got my hand on my heart and I'm whistling.
It's good. Just put your hand on your heart and I'll come back to you. The whistle song.
Really helps, actually, when you put your hand on your heart.
Yeah,
it's really
it's
nice.
The only way to do it. Put your hand on your heart and whistle.
Really nice.
So
really nice.
My whistling on the radio is quite weak.
Yes, it's...
But normally it's okay. I don't know whether I get whistle stage fright.
I think
know.
You might.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what it is. People say, oh, when you go on a radio, are you nervous about what you say? I go, no, 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 for me, it's when I have to whistle.
Yeah, well, I can't whistle under pressure. I
hate that. Right, 20 to 6, big drive home, and the A to Z of music is on. We're looking for your favourite artist out of these. Craig David, if you want to hear Craig David and you want Craig David to go through to the A to Z of music for the letter C, put the word Craig in your message box and send that over to us. If you'd rather... Coolio, then put the word Coolio. Don't forget, you're not voting for this song.
No.
You're voting for Coolio to be in the A to Z of music as the best artist beginning with C. So if you want that to be Coolio, put Coolio. If you want Coldplay, put the word Coldplay.
Simple.
Simple as that. And we'll play the winning. I don't, maybe not even those songs. Might pick a different song.
Could do.
Might do. I'm trying to think if Coolio did another song. So, yes.
He did.
See you when you get there.
Did good
might
film.
Be that one. But yeah, we'll play the winning artist just before six tonight. Get your votes in. Woo! Joel Corey and Becky Hill with History. It is 10 to 6. Hello. Thank you so much for having us on. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 and then we let other people have a go.
We do.
Yeah,
we go for 4 hours.
Four hours?
That.
Four
the microphone hours. Went on.
It is 4 hours, isn't
what
it?
What happens after 9?
Oh, no.
3 hours, surely, isn't it, your show?
Yeah, nothing happens at
nothing
night.
Nothing happens at
no,
night.
No,
no.
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 So, big show tonight.
Why, are you planning it? Or?
No, I'm presuming it's a big show tonight.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. It's the last one of the week for you as well, you little four-day workers.
Thursday's a new Friday.
It is for me and you, Joe.
Yeah.
So, what's the plans for the big show tonight?
The big show tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Play the hits.
Yeah.
Hot 7 at 7.
Yes.
Final time. Playing the record of the week this week.
Which is... Are you allowed to say the record of the week?
Yeah, I am.
Have you forgotten the
I've
record?
I've forgotten the record of the week.
You are joking.
No, I haven't. No. Bless Madonna. That's what it is.
Bless Madonna. It's a good tune.
Yeah,
did you say you're playing Madonna?
No.
The Blessed Madonna.
Serotonium...
Nope.
Oh, the...
Shades of Love.
Oh, what's the one I'm thinking of?
Is Serotonium that, Moonbeams.
That's a good
that's
song.
That's the previous one.
That's a good song, yeah.
Good song.
Play she that. Is the Rave Fairy. That's what we call her.
The Rave Fairy.
Yeah.
Okay. Record of the week coming up. Miley Cyrus and Flowers kicking the show off.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard the Bruno Mars version for ages. I keep hearing the Miley Cyrus reply
he's
to that
suing
song.
He's suing her, apparently.
What?
No.
Do you not know this?
No.
Yeah, he's apparently suing her.
What? To say you've nicked my lines?
No. Just for defamation.
Why?
Because it's obviously about him.
No, it's not. It's though, not. Is it? It's about her ex.
Oh, no, I don't mean Bruno Mars. I mean Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, right.
I wasn't talking about Bruno Mars.
You just said, you just made out to me, Chris,
no,
Tom,
I
and everyone
talking
listening.
About flowers.
Right.
Yeah, that, so you started talking about Bruno. I wasn't talking about Bruno.
Oh, no. Right, okay.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Okay, let me tell you that now it makes more sense.
It does make it more sense because I was thinking, but Bruno, it's not about you. It's about her ex-husband.
Allegedly.
It makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Apparently
he is, yeah. Well, it's not official, but there's a lot of inside whispers that he's filing for defamation.
Wow.
He's just going to play the song, this is about me.
Yeah.
They'll go, right.
Is it a live court case? It's in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like a live court case in America.
Yeah.
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
It'd be so Judge Rinder over here, wouldn't it?
It would be Judge Rinder.
I like him.
Okay, so we're done. And you're next. Yep. All the hits, including Miley Cyrus. Hot 7 at 7, 8 o'clock, record of the week.
Nothing goes on at 9.
Nothing happens at 9 that we can possibly talk about on the radio. Coldplay.
Oh.
are now in the A to Z of music.
I think they deserve to be there.
Representing the letter K, Curly K.
Good song as well.
Yeah, it's a great tune. It's Yellow. It's not nothing to do with being a Watford fan that this is the song we're playing.
Absolutely.
I don't know why you think that. I think more about Norwich or one of Liverpool's away kits. I don't think about Watford.
No.
What a tune. We'll do it again. Oh, I'll do it again tomorrow. We'll do it again Monday from
yeah,
3. Ta-da.
Thursday, complete it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. In communication.